Happy New Year. The material world is not a happy place. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, it is a place of misery. And even if we find some happiness, it's temporary. The real happiness is Krishna consciousness. The Bhagavatam says that by rising and setting, by the rising and setting of the sun, the duration of life of everyone is decreased, except for those who utilize the time for chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. So these cycles of time, day, month, year, are diminishing our time of life. Everyone has a certain amount of time allotted to him or her in a particular body, and as the days pass, months pass, years pass, that time that we're allowed in the body is decreased. Srila Prabhupada said that we say that someone is 50 years old, but what we're really saying is he's 50 years dead. 50 years of his life is gone. He's died 50 years of what he had to live. And Prabhupada would also quote the verse of Chanakya Pandit that at the time of death, even if one is ready to spend, you know, any amount of gold, of money, one cannot get that. One cannot extend the duration of his life. That means each moment in one's life is invaluable. You can't calculate the value of it. So we should use our time for chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord and the association of devotees. That time is well spent. The reason the Bhagavatam says that the duration of life of everyone is diminished by the rising and setting of the sun, except for those who utilize the time in the service of the Lord, is because chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord will help us to realize our actual position as eternal servants of the Lord, and help us to awaken our dormant love for the Lord. And when we do awaken our dormant love for the Lord and are established in our constitutional positions as eternal servants of the Lord, we gain our eternal life. We don't approach death, but actually we approach our eternal life. And for a devotee, birth and death are immaterial. He will serve the Lord in the present body and he'll serve the Lord in the next body. So for him the change of body is not very important if he's used the time of his life properly to achieve the goal. Srila Prabhupada told the story of a sadhu who gave different blessings to different people. A prince approached him and he blessed him that you should not die. because of your past pious activities, you've been born as the son of the king, Rajaputra. But in your present life, you're using your material opulence for sense gratification and engage in sinful activities. So in your next life, you'll have to suffer terribly. So you should not die. And to a butcher, he gave the blessing of you should not live and you should not die. Your present life is horrible because you're killing innocent animals, and your next life will be horrible because you'll have to suffer the reactions for all the pain you've caused to the animals. So Jiva Mahārava, you should not live and you should not die. And to a brahmachari, Muniputra, he gave the blessing that you should die immediately. As you performed so many austerities, and by virtue of your austerities, you will enjoy the results in the next life. So there's no need for you to perform more austerities. You can die immediately and enjoy the results. And to a devotee, he gave the blessing, you may live or you may die. It doesn't matter, because in the present life you're serving the Lord, and in the next life you'll serve the Lord. So it doesn't matter. So we, Srila Prabhupada also gave the example that if you're in high school, but you're doing college level work, you can be promoted to college. So in the same way, if we're in the material world, but we're engaged in the activities of the spiritual world, so we can be admitted into the spiritual world. So if we utilize this life, the time we have, every day, every hour, every minute, in the service of the Lord, and chanting and hearing and the glories of the Lord and remembering the Lord, serving the Lord and the devotees, which are the activities of the spiritual world. And if our consciousness is in those activities, we're not just performing them externally or mechanically, then by our activities and by our consciousness, we will be fit to enter the spiritual kingdom of God. And death will just be a stepping stone to our eternal life. So, 1 year has passed, another year is beginning, so we should use this year to the best advantage. Try to use it better than last year. Every year should be better, but we're talking about this year. And value the association of devotees. If it weren't for the association of devotees, we wouldn't have the opportunity to come together and chant and hear Sankirtan, discuss Krishna Katha. So it's very valuable, very rare. People who work in the material world can appreciate how rare devotees are and how valuable their association is. You should always value that association, not take it for granted. And use that association in for the best purpose, to really help each other in our service to the Lord and Krishna consciousness. So we're grateful to Sarvatma Prabhu, Vibhinanda Mataji, for inviting us, leading nice kirtan and preparing nice prasad. And I hope we'll have many more such occasions. Engage in these activities with the devotees. Hare Krishna. Questions or comments?
Maharaj, you say that, you know, we should be always engaged in hearing and chanting and in our service. And when we're working, you know, having a job so that we can support ourselves, how can we be more absorbed and, you know, more mindful of being engaged in service at that time? Because really we're just working a job and, you know, in order to make the money to, you know, pay the bills. So, how can we, you know, be focused?
Well, yeah, making the money to pay the bills, to keep the body and soul together, to chant and hear the glories of the Lord. If that's your consciousness, then your work is part of the same process. I think that's the main thing, that we do need to work to keep the body and soul together. But if our goal is to keep the body and soul together to serve Krishna, then the effort we make to keep the body and soul together is part of the same process of devotional service. And we really should be utilizing whatever free time we do have in Krishna consciousness directly. Otherwise, it's pretty futile. I don't know, somewhere along the line in high school or somewhere, someone quoted, "I digged the ditch to make the money, to buy the food, to get the strength to dig the ditch." So we don't want that in that cycle. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is there any point to making New Year's resolutions? Because if it's going to happen, if it's God's will, it'll happen if it won't, it won't.
No, resolutions do have a value. In Sanskrit, there's a word, sankalpa, which means intention. It's good to set an intention for the next year. And then there's an even stronger term called vrat, which means a vow. Intention means that you've set your intention that you want to do this, you intend to do this, and you plan to do it. And a vow of vrat is serious, because if you make a vow and then you break it, there are consequences. It's more, of course, it's good to make a vow, but then you really have to keep it. So, are you chanting rounds? Do you chant rounds? How many rounds do you chant a day?
16.
Oh, that's good. You regular in that?
Yes.
Good. Very good.
I think the reason I ask is I had a resolution a few years back, and anyway, it was sincere, and both things didn't come to pass, and I was very heartbroken. I was sort of, actually, it sort of brought me to Krishna consciousness. So that was a good aspect of it. But it just makes me sort of numb that I just don't want to set any intentions, even. I don't even want to send any intention other than, I don't know. You've answered my question, but I'm just giving a little bit more context.
Mm-hmm. But praying is not a problem. You always pray for what you would hope to achieve. Thank you for sharing that with us. Yes, Sri
Devotee was speaking. You mentioned a phrase before, and I learned a phrase as a child, early Timid. Man proposes and God disposes. And so it was just thinking how our intention, I don't know you, Prabhu, but you said ultimately the disappointment brought you to Krishna consciousness. So maybe sometimes I think we have an intention, but then Krishna sees what our deeper desire is and fulfills that.
True. True. Yeah, that we could make material resolutions or spiritual resolutions. That's what you're saying, that.
Well, in retrospect, I mean, it's personal, but nothing earth-shattering. For instance, I wanted a second child. I had adopted one child. I wanted to adopt a second child. And through a whole set of circumstances, it didn't come to pass and wouldn't come to pass. So I thought that that was a selfless desire, you know. I'm being honest. I didn't think of that as material or spiritual, even though I wanted to raise a kid spiritually. And the other was more material, sort of success of a business, but it was predicated on wanting to be a stay-at-home dad to these two children and raise them with yoga philosophy and teach yoga classes. I'm just saying, so in my mind, they were very selfless desires. I don't know, selfish, I don't know, you can define them as you will. But when they dramatically didn't come to pass, you know, it was a big shock. But as I said, it definitely furthered my spiritual growth. So I can see now in retrospect, you know, the incredible benefit. You know, so I'm just saying going forward, I say, whoa, I don't want that heartache again. I'm not going to ask for anything. So I'm just, you know, I keep on giving more information, but people seem to be resonating to the topic. So.
Yeah, but if you ask for direct service, it's in a little different category, because that doesn't depend on external circumstances.
Well, I'm sorry, what is direct service?
Well, like chanting and hearing.
Okay.
I mean, if you have your tongue and your ears, that all, we can't take those for granted either, but if we have our tongue and our ears, our vocal cords, our minds, we can do that.
Question. If one does not have full faith in the holy name, but at the same time one is trying to chant the holy name, but still does not have full faith, how does one bridge the gap and how does one develop faith?
Well, by chanting attentively, you'll feel the benefit of chanting, and that will increase your faith. And by associating with devotees who have more faith, you know, in their association, you can also develop more faith. But that's true. If we chant negligently, then we don't get much benefit. And so we have doubts. Now we have doubts. But if we chant diligently, then we get the benefit, we can feel the benefit, and then our faith increases. Yeah, someone said that if one has material desires, that it weakens one's faith. But if one acts on the material desires, and in particular engages in forbidden activities, then it really disturbs one's faith. Vishayacharya se rase bhagya. Lochan Das Thakur was recently his disappearance day, but he said that by chanting the holy name one gets everything. But there's only one condition. One should give up material desires. But the chanting helps, good association helps.